Welcome to Yom Yerushalmi. We're holding in Maisus Daf Lamed Vov in the Oiz V'Adar edition, Perek Revi, in the middle of Halacha Gimel. Gemara is discussing when a person goes and rubs wheat and barley, what amount is considered to be that is a Kviyu Seuda that's Chayav in Maiser, and what is considered to be a Achilas Arai, a temporary eating which is not Chayav in Maiser. So we're starting now at the Lamed Hamud base in the bottom. The Gemara brings Huna Bar Chirino. These two Amoraim, Huna Bar Chinon and Tachlifa Bar Imi, were sitting in front of Abelazar. So says the Gemara now as a side note. Omar Avyoino, in Kulon Bar Imi, if all over Shas, when we mention this name, Rav Tachlifa Bar Imi, we call him Bar Imi, Hahein Bar Rav Imi. There's a different Rav Tachlifa. The other Rav Tachlifa Bar Imi. This one is a Tachlifa Bar Rav Imi. His father was called a Rav Imi. He's different than the regular Tachlifas in Shas. But Ikulon Bar Rav Imi, but if all the ones in the Shas are the son of Rav Imi, so then also this one over here is called Rav Tachlifa Bar Rav Imi, and some Gersos add Hi Hado, which means this is the same. So in any case, the Gemara continues the Lamavov and Dalvin says, the Havian Lay, Rabbi Lazar, the Rebbe that was sitting in front of him, had in his hands at Kishrei Etzboisi. He had the wheat until the end of his fingers. The Havian Saban Mine, and they were taken from him to eat with Amaiser. He turned to the wall, or another Girsa is Lekatli, which means to a vessel. And he showed them that if you would take and fill up the entire hand and rub the wheat, it was also not mechavim ma'aser. Not only if it reaches the end of the fingers, but even the entire hand. So the more betanikin, we have a brayse like this. As long as he doesn't sifter it with a kli, kanoin is a vessel which has one side is wide and one side is narrow, and it looks like a pipe. And you put in the food from the wide side, and they shake it, until the clean food comes out from the narrow side and leaves the dirt inside. And a tamchui is just a big ke'oro, a big dish, a big sifter, where they would shake the food and the food stays while the dirt goes out. So the Bryce is telling me the only problem is if I use a kli. If I don't use a kli, so then it's not chavim ma'aser, mashal, even if you use the entire hand. Says the moral, the Shabbos ad ke'gorgeris. In Shabbos, even if you use a kli, if you don't use a gorgeris, it's not a Yisur Shabbos of Mefarik. Says the more now, Rav Chiya Bar Ado Bo Kamir Rav Mono. Rav Chiya asked a question for Rav Mono. Hakat Omar Besoyim Shtayim Potur Shalosh Chayav. Just before, in the end of the previous Amud, we said that by barley, you could do two. If you do two together, so then you potur. Do three, you're chayav. And here he said, Hakat Omar Hachin, here he's saying, you could do the entire hand. Omar Lei Shani, it's different. Hachashu Maksir Samotur. Here it's different because he gives back. He's doing it in a way that it's clear that whatever he's not going to use is going to bring back to the kli. Vitali ken, as we see in the Braiso, it's only when he's not close to the goyin, the place where the grain is. If he's close to that place, he can do even more because he brings it to the moisture. And this is the answer. If you're doing it not in the goyin, you can do only two pieces of barley, two kernels of barley, not three. But if it's next to the goyrin, you could do much more. You could do the full hand. And as long as not putting it to a kli, there's no issue of chayiv and ma'aser. Halacha da'al zog de mishno, kuzbar shezoro lezera. A type of plant called kuzbar. If you planted it for the zera, if you planted it for the seeds, and not for the vegetable, yirka potu, the yirka is potu for ma'aser, because there's no obligation of ma'aser if it's not meant for the yirakus. Zor liyirik, if you planted it in order to eat the vegetable, misaser zer v'yirik, then the entire thing is chayav and ma'aser, including the zer, including the seeds. Rabbi Lozor, Rabbi Lozor says, hasheves, which is the plant which is called dill, misaser zer v'yirik v'zirim. You do ma'aser from the seeds, from the vegetable, and for the perianth. Each one of them is obligated in ma'aser. The chayim say, no other vegetable, no other plant, you'll do ma'aser both on the zera and the yerek, only Shechla and Gagi Bilvad, only these two plants. And the Gemara didn't explain where exactly the Rabbanim referring to. Here's the Mishnah on the base. And Gamliel Loimer Tmaros Shel Tilton VeShel Chardol VeShel Po'alavon. The budding fruits of these three plants, the Tilton, which is translated as a fenugreek, Chardol, which is mustard, Shel Po'alavon is the white beans. All of them Chayav Yovois BeMaaser. They obligated Maaser. Avos Loimer had Solof Misaser Tmaros VeVyonos VeKafros. The caper tree has Maaser on the tamros, which is the budding fruits. Evionus, or the fully ripe fruits, and the kafros, and the capers themselves, all of them will chayav and maaser. Kiva Oimer, and Risa said, Evionus, Veshem Priyev. Kiva says, no, only the fully ripe fruits are chayav and maaser, not the budding fruits, and not the capers. Says the Gemara, Chizki Omar, Kivan Shalokadi Menosh Taim Sholosh Moidios, Bo Bemachsheves Yerek. Meaning, when one planted a certain type of plant for the purpose of Zer, he wants to change it for Yerek. He wants to change the designation to be vegetable. He needs to show, he needs to do a maaseh that shows that it's meant for vegetable. So what is the maaseh? He cut off from the ground three times doing the growth of this plant. Because anybody who is doing for Zera, so then he waits for the plant to grow, become hard, and then he cuts it for planting. But if you're doing it for the vegetable, so you cut it as it grows. If he did it two, three times, he's cutting it as it grows. That's a right, he means this to be vegetable. Afli inyan azerakin, also the opposite. If it was meant for vegetable, how do you know this is called zera? Which maaser shows it? Which maaser shows he changed his mind? Kivan shemona mimena shtayim misholosh midayus. Two or three times he did not cut the vegetable when they're supposed to be cut. Ba'ala machsheres azera, that means he changed it to be for zera, for seeds. Now the Gemara explains, what's the difference if it's meant for the seeds are meant for the vegetables. Zora lezera mit teseris l'shovar. If it's zora lezera, so the time that's chayev and maaser, what defines as a chiyuv maaser, is the time of the chanoto, when it reaches the third of its growth, as the Gemara is going to say in a moment. But zora leyerek, if it means for vegetable, means teseris labo. So the maaser goes based on the future, means based on the time of lekito, the time of harvest. Because the maaser of yerek is bosar lekito. Maaser of fruits and zera and seeds, that goes based on chanoto, which is a certain type of stage of ripeness. Says the Gemara, zor lezera uli yerek, but what happens if he planted it for both purposes, zera and yerek? Or she zor lezera v'chagachishev del yerek, or he meant for zera, and then changed his mind to be yerek. Maaser mizar al yerek or miyerek al zara. So they both consider to be one plant, and you could do maaser from the seeds to the vegetable and vice versa. Says the Gemara, but all that is the Shiloka the Melefni Rosh Hashanah. That's only if you took it before Rosh Hashanah. So both the stage of the Zer, which goes based on Chanota, based on when the plant reached a third of its growth, and the stage of Lekito, which is the fully grown plant, when you harvest it, it's all in the same year. So therefore, you could do Ma'aseh from one on another because it happened before Rosh Hashanah. Avalim Lika the Melech Rosh Hashanah. But if he took out the vegetable after Rosh Hashanah, so the obligation of Lekita came only after Rosh Hashanah, so it belongs to the next year. While the obligation of Chanoto came the year before, so it's two different years. So then, Zor Misasher L'Shehovar, you do Maaser on the Zera for the previous year, Yerokah Misasher L'Shehovar, Yisurur. And the Yerek, the vegetable, you go, B'Zitam Lekita, which is the next year, so they're two different years, you can't do Maaser one on another. Continues the Gemara in Daf Lamed Zayin. Kishahivi shlish before Shoshana. All this is talking about that it grew a third before Shoshana, so then the Chanoto belongs to the previous year, and the Lekita belongs to the next year. Avalim yivi shlish l'achor Shoshana, but if it did not reach a third of its growth by Rosh Hashanah, so when it reached Rosh Hashanah, I mean after Rosh Hashanah, it reached the third, and then the Lekita happened that same year, so bin zar bin yaroko misaser labo. So the both maasers goes for the next year, and you can do maaser for one another, because they all belong to the next year. In other words, Gemara is saying that Zera goes based on Chanoto. Yerek goes based on Lekito. If the Chanoto and Lekito happen in the same year, they all consider to be one. If the Chanoto happen in year one, and Lekito in year two, then you cannot do maaser from one on another. With this, we conclude Yerushalmi Maestres, Daf Lamed Vov.